two teams are down to the last game competing for the one title of champion. The odds are looking good for San Antonio, says analytic-focused researcher Gianfranco Cimino, because of their experience, their game, and their repeat performances in finals.
Miami has appeared in the finals three times, right? So from those three times, they've only won it 66% of the time. On the other hand, we know the record that San Antonio has. They've appeared in the finals four times, and they've won it all.
Cimino says Miami has an 11% chance of winning two games in a row. They took Game 6 of this series by just 3 points. He says Miami has a 49% chance of winning if their Big Three play the same amount of time they have played on average during the last six games. With the same set of circumstances, San Antonio, he says, has a 57% chance. The supporting cast of Green, Leonard, and Neal, says Cimino, statistically outperform Miami's supporting cast of Allen, Chalmers, and Miller.
What happens with the supporting cast? We see that San Antonio has a better overall team. If their supporting cast plays like they have been playing in the past six games, they have a 55% chance of winning.
All said, Cimino says there's no way to absolutely predict the outcome, but based on all the numbers, he says, the Spurs are statistically superior with a more complete team.
They have better shooters, they have better rebounders, defenders, so on that aspect, you could say that San Antonio relies on the team as a whole, whereas Miami may be heavily on the Big Three.
Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.